Yeah. I want to welcome everybody tonight. And the first thing I want to tell everybody, please talk into your microphones. We have Lacey on the Zoom and Gladys on Zoom. And then Heidi is working tonight, so she won't be here. So we have Gladys on Zoom. We have a forum. We have Josh and John and Ray and myself, which and Gladys online, so we definitely have a forum. All right. Let's begin by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. All right. Next, we're going to approve the agenda. Are there any, does anybody have anything that they want to change on the agenda?
Well, we'll try this. I'm going to make a motion to remove items 12, 14, 15, and 16, which is the budget year to date, and the rocket sculpture moving the park to town pavilion parking lot extension, which is related to the budget, and then the landfill discussion, because I would like to have a whole separate work meeting to do the budget, and the parking lot extension is tied to that because it's needs budgeted. So just to make this more expedient, kick that to another meeting. My two items I can deal with very, very briefly in department reports.
Well, the budget, I'm just going to talk about a second. We're not going to address that at all. So I'm just going to relay a couple of things that Jessica and I have been working on. So we can leave that one on there.
Okay.
It'll probably take about 2 minutes. Okay.
Okay. That's great.
So you want to take off the rocket sculpture?
Yeah, rocket, and then the landfill, and then I guess the town pavilion is going to be just a quick intro, but like I don't feel I need more information on the budget to dig into that personally. That's all.
All right, so we've got
so that would
the
be
sculpture out, the landfill out. We're going to leave in the budget.
If you right or left,
if you feel like you would like to leave the parking lot on, I can only to just present, but like we won't talk specifics or numbers. So because we all are
with what you're saying. With Ray there, I kind of like to just address it shortly because
okay. Yeah. Well, let's remove 14 and I'll amend my motion. Okay. There, I make a motion to remove 14 and 16 from the agenda.
All right. Do I have a second?
John, second.
All right. All in favor of removing 14 and 16 off the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
John, aye.
Ray, aye.
Judy, aye.
Gladys, aye.
Thank you. All right. So we will do that. All right, now that we have the agenda approved, do we have any disclosures for conflict of interest on this agenda that we just approved? All right, we will move on. All right, we're going to move to the department reports. And Gladys, since you're on Zoom, we'll start with you.
Okay, I don't have anything on the cemetery or the town hall, but we had the business meeting. We are planning for the 4th of July celebration to be on the actual 4th of July. We're also trying to come up with some additional ideas that will kind of make it go throughout the weekend. Like Lacey is talking about possibly them with Hills and Hollows doing a little event on Friday, and then if we can come up with maybe something for Saturday, just to stretch it out the whole weekend. They're also going to put out sort of a little survey to see about food, what people thought about the food. And I think, oh, signs. We're also talking about the signs. One thing they specifically said they would like to have you know, that's those town signs. They would like to have the one that is up here at the north. They would maybe like to have a nicer one down by the cattle guards, so then people knew they came to Boulder. They didn't come and say, oh dear, we're scared, there's nothing here. But we're just kind of in the talk stage, so that's the report on that. And then we'll get with the BCA about, you know, any concerns or things we have about the signs. Okay, that's all.
Gladys, can I just make sure you really did, you were going to take on the signs and that's the end of the comp, like you're going to head that.
Yes. And we kind of talked about BCA kind of, so it's kind of a broad spectrum right now. We're trying to get input for anybody who has any specific ideas or concerns or interests.
That is great. Thanks, Gladys.
Thank you. Okay, Josh.
So, Boulder Fire Department, we got all those hoses are now fully installed in the trucks. We did that on February 10th. So that was nice to finally get that done. I believe that's the only update to the fire department right now. The dump. So there's mattresses in the dumpsters a few weeks back that totally filled it up and kind of blocked it. That was pretty lame. I imagine the cynical version of me imagines it's someone that lives outside of town that's trying to prove a point about not being able to use the dump. but I did. So we're going to work on signs. I mean, that's still in progress. Working on the policies around the signs, so the signs are consistent with our policies. So next month, I want to present a resolution with those policies for our voting consideration. That's my plan right now. So I requested the county, I got on the phone with Dave Dodds, it was super helpful. I requested that they get the mattresses and furnitures out of the dump. So it's on their list now. I have no idea when it's gonna happen, but he said, I'll add it to their list. He's not sure why they do that, but they do it for Penguich too. And he said, we'll just do it, but it's not clear why it doesn't just go in the construction pit or whatever. It's just one of those things. He confirmed there's no agreement with the town. There's no formal agreement, no contract in place. And I don't think there ever will be around.
They removed it.
Well, just in general, garbage and all that, you know, it was like, is there a contract? No. Which I think is fine. He did point me to the state website where you can actually look up our dump and find our permit, and it tells you the class of landfill and it has our whole permits there. It expired in 2019, so we should put that on our list to renew. So I'll start working on that slowly. I'll send it to you. Our permit expired. We have a dump permit that lasts for 10 years and then renews.